talking about that Arizona staycation. If you're anywhere in the great state of Arizona looking for something, for some great family event, the Arizona Game and Fish Department is throwing it the last weekend in March. It is the Arizona Game and Fish Department Outdoor Expo. Loads of exciting hands-on activities, educational presentations, demos, a chance to meet with other outdoor groups, agencies, and exhibitors to learn all about Arizona's outdoor recreational opportunities. To learn more, go to azgfd.gov/expo, March 28th and 29th. Listen, for the entire family, it's free parking and free admission. Get the kids to try fishing. Get them to try archery. Get them to try any one of the very closely supervised shooting opportunities. It is a blast with OHV off-road vehicle demonstrations, Jeep demonstrations. It's fun. Lots of seminars. And like I say, 150 exhibitors at the Ben Avery Shooting Facility in Phoenix. No matter where you are in the state of Arizona, make that a staycation and come on into the valley and spend a weekend out there at the Outdoor Expo. A total blast. They've been putting that on now for about 15 years, and it has just grown phenomenally. It's a great event.
I was curious about the London Bridge. I mean, I've heard the story before, but it had just escaped my mind. So yes. I did some reading.
Yes.
Did you know that that's the second largest tourist attraction behind the Grand Canyon that brings people into the state to physically check out?
I did not know that.
The London Bridge.
I did not know that. Nope.
Yep.
And I would not have guessed that. I wouldn't have guessed that it would have been in the top 10.
I wouldn't have either. Interesting. Dismantled in the 60s and purchased by Robert
McCullough.
McCullough.
It was the McCullough.
For $2.4 million. Shipped it. Came through the Panama Canal up to California. Trekked over and they had the dedication ceremony for construction in 1971.
Yeah, I'm sure he spent as much on shipping as he did on the purchase.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and the reason they had to take it out of London is because...
What an entrepreneur. I think it was sinking, wasn't it?
When they put it together in the 1831, they did not anticipate the heavy weight of automobiles coming later. You know, it was still all cart and buggy then.
Yeah, sure.
So all the vehicle traffic... And it had sunk up 3 inches, so they needed to redesign that. And anyway.
London Bridge Resort.
A little bit of history lesson there for you. Shall we try and sneak?
I like staying at London Bridge Resort because you have your own boat dock right there.
Yeah.
You get to take your boat, and you're right there.
You're right on the little dredge.
Right on the strip. Launch it, slip it, and you're there for the whole weekend. I like that. Well, we've got Cheryl calling from Sun City, Bill calling from Casa Grande. Let's take Cheryl first as we wrap up here, hour three of Rosie on the House. And in the next hour, we've got Bob Brown from Arizona Foundation Solutions coming in. And we're going to be talking about some nauseating things this hour with my sweet wife. Next hour, we're going to be talking about more dangerous things that may inhabit your home and how to make sure your home can be free of all of these things. And Bob Brown's going to come in and address one specific topic in particular, radon. How do you detect an odorless, invisible gas inside your home that can kill you? That's in the next hour. Right now, Cheryl in Sun City.
Hi, Rosie. About a year ago, we had some remodeling done in our home, and we had new countertops and sinks put in the bathrooms among that remodeling. Since then, we've developed a smell coming from what I think is the overflow drain hole. It smells kind of like wet concrete, and I thought maybe it was the drain, so I've tried everything from vinegar and baking soda, the environmentally friendly drain cleaners, the regular drain cleaners, bleach, peroxide, everything, and I just cannot get rid of that smell. Like I said, it smells kind of like wet concrete. And
Cheryl, I'm curious, and I'm going to interrupt you only because we're running real tight up against the clock here. I'm curious, when they remodeled that bathroom, did they move any of the vents that were going up through the roof when you're relocating positions of the vanities or the shower or the tub?
No, everything stayed in the same position, okay. They didn't do anything with that.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, we're probably going to have to come take a look at it. I'm actually doing a speech Tuesday in Sun City. I'll get in touch with your number offline. I'll come put the big evil nose on the job and see if we can find out. I can't tell you how many odor jobs we've solved for homeowners in Arizona over the last 40 years. You cannot believe where some of them emanated from. So, Cheryl, I'm going to see you Tuesday when I come out to Sun City to the Olive Branch Community Center and do a presentation on home security and the 10 things Arizona homeowners do wrong.